Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring the original Christianity for today. How is Christianity to be for today? And to understand the truth of the Bible. Today, there is a great movement to establish a one-world religion that is unity through diversity. And that diversity is all religions respect and get along with each other. And this is a great movement, as we have already seen. We'll see some more of it today, and we'll see what they have been doing to prepare the world for this. And actually, it's going to lead to a full worldwide worship of Satan the devil. And people will say, well, how can that be? Well, Satan has been at this a long, long time. And we need to understand about Satan, and we need to realize what he has done and how these things can be and who he uses. See, God must use people he's chosen to do so. Satan must use people also. So you have the true God on the one hand, and you have the false God, Satan the devil, on the other hand, who has many, many, many faces and many, many, many religions and philosophies. And so today, they're going to bring unity out of confusion. And everyone is going to think that this is going to be such a marvelous thing. And we will also have with it a one-world government. And there's one chapter in the book of Revelation that discusses both of these. So let's look at it. And let's ask the question, and I want you to ask yourself this question. Do I know the true God and worship him? That is the God of the Bible. And the true Jesus Christ. Or do I worship what I think is the true God and what I accept from the Bible? And do I really worship Satan instead of God? And how can I know and find out? Well, this is essential because this one world religion is coming, as we have seen. There are thousands of people involved in the leadership of it. There are millions of people worldwide working actively to bring all religions together. And there's one religion that they must kill or wound so greatly and get it to give up Jesus Christ and God the Father completely. How can that be done? Well, as we're going to see, it is through incrementalism. And incrementalism is one of the tactics of Satan the devil. And how that works is you have theses, which is the current status quo. You have antitheses, which is a challenge to the theses. Then you have synthesis, which is the solution. This operates in government. This operates in religion. This operates even in so-called Christian denominations. Now, when you have the synthesis, that becomes the new thesis. And with the theory of incrementalism now, Satan begins to attack the things that he wants to attack in this to get rid of more of the true knowledge of God. So you have another antithesis. And then you have another synthesis. And so on down through time. And this is what has been happening for over the last 100 years. And the Bible tells us where this will culminate. Now, there is coming a one-world government. We've already covered that. If you want to know more about that, go on cbcg.org And you can download sermons on the coming one world government and the coming one world currency and the coming one world religion. And on CBCG, be prepared. These are not 5-minute drive-through messages. These are hour and a half sermons broken up into 45-minute segments. And we go in depth into the scriptures. We go in depth into the news. And today, everyone wants everything instant this, instant that. Well, you're not going to have instant knowledge of the Word of God. You must apply yourself. You must work at it. You must prove all things. You must check the Scriptures, whether they are so or not. And you must let the Bible interpret the Bible, not the interpretations of men. That's why we have the 14 rules of Bible study, and that's where you need to begin. But here, the prophecy in Revelation 13 concerning the coming one world government, it says in verse 2, "And the dragon, who is Satan the devil, gave him his power and his throne and great authority." Now, remember what Satan told Jesus when Jesus was tempted of him for 40 days and 40 nights. He said, "If you will fall down and worship me," and that is worship him as God, "I will give you all the kingdoms of the world, for they have been given to me, and I give it to whomsoever I will." And so, as we have seen, there's a great Antichrist coming. And he's going to look like and be proclaimed the Messiah, the Savior of the world, God manifested into flesh. But he derives his power, his throne, and great authority from Satan the devil. Then it says here, verse 3, "And the whole earth was amazed and followed the beast." Now notice verse 4. And I want you to ask yourself this question: whom do I worship? And how do I know, and have I proved from the Scriptures, the true God, the Creator God, God the Father and Jesus Christ, and you worship and serve them and believe them? See, now this is why we have so many Bibles in the world. God has given himself a witness that no one is going to say, "God, you didn't tell me." No, God's going to say, "I sent you my word." "Well, I didn't read it. It was hard for me to read." "Well, you could have prayed and asked me for understanding. I would have given it to you." "Well, you know, my minister this, my minister that." God is going to say, "You are responsible." So how do you know that you worship the true God and his son, Jesus Christ? Or whether you're worshiping a false God, Satan the devil, and a false Jesus? You've got to prove that. Now let's read on here. Verse 4, "And they worship the dragon who gave his authority to the beast." Whom do you worship? Now, since every way of a man is clean and right in his own eyes, same way with a woman, and sometimes women get offended. You know, one congresswoman, when she was called a congressman, said, "I'm a congresswoman." And the poor newscaster had to apologize. But what is the real answer? Well, in the word woman, there is the word man. Now, why is that? Because woman was taken from man. Isn't that what the Bible teaches? Yes. Let's see what he's going to do when he comes to power. "And a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies was given to him, and authority was given to him to continue for 42 months. That's beginning of the great tribulation. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his temple and those who dwell in heaven." Now you see, there have been a lot of false alarms. Remember the false prophet Harold Camping and his big signs? Yes. May 21st, Judgment Day. while they're complaining in Great Britain that they haven't taken down his signs yet. False prophets like that, speaking as if they have the authority of the Bible and not speaking the truth of the Bible, Satan has sent to destroy the worldly form of Christianity as it is known, called Orthodox Christianity, Evangelical Christianity, Fundamental Christianity, because you see, they all have been subverted by Satan the devil. That's why you have churches where they read parts of the Quran. Well, I'm going to tell you what's going to be in this world scripture. Quite a thing. They've got their Bible all ready to go. Satan is preparing the way. Are you going to be deceived? If it looks good and wonderful and everybody feels good and everything is great, oh, this has got to be true. Isaiah says, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it's because there is no light in them. That means they've perverted the truth. Do you believe the word of God? Do you live by every word of God, as Jesus said? What is it in your life? Where are you going? Where are you headed? What's going to happen? We're living in the most dangerous times at the end of the age, and all of these prophecies are going to come to pass, and all of them will be fulfilled, and these things are going to take the world by surprise. Now let's read on. And he was given power to make war against the saints. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for the fact that the time that those who are really true Christians believe the Bible, keep the Sabbath, keep the holy days, keep the Passover of God, love and serve God the Father, love and serve Jesus Christ, live by every word of God, Satan is going to come after them tooth and nail? Or when that happens, are you going to back off and say, well, you know, I just don't want to rock the boat? You want to accept Jesus who died for you? If you do, why then would you be unwilling to die for him? Not as a martyr strapped with bombs to blow yourself up like the jihadists of the Islams do. That's not God's way. That's why you need to read and study the Bible. And you better really get earnest in it, because the time is getting shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter. Let's go on. And he was given authority over every tribe and language and nation, a world government with a world dictator. And as we are going to see, this is a repeat of what happened after the flood. Because this whole system in Revelation 17 is called Babylon the Great. And why is it called Babylon the Great? We will see. And all who dwell on the earth will worship him whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. Are you willing to hear? Are you willing to listen? Do you believe God? Do you believe his word? Now, let me tell you something about Church at Home and Christian Biblical Church of God. We believe the Bible, the word of God, God the Father, and Jesus Christ. And we try and do live by the word of God. As Jesus said, every word of God. We have no political alliance. We have no political allegiance. We have no political things that we bring out here on our websites, nor in our fellowship groups. We are dedicated to the truth of God, the truth of God, and the truth of God, as led by the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of truth, which comes from the God of truth. And that's your only way to come out of this world. Because we're told in Revelation 18 concerning Babylon the Great and her sins that are rising high into heaven, God says, "Come out of her, my people." Now, this is not time for nicey, wonderful, fuzzy words. This is time for truth and action. This is time so you can understand and learn about God. Now let's see what else is going to happen here. Verse 11, "And I saw another beast rising out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon." Satan's false religion. And it's going to be convincing. And it's going to be powerful. And how are you going to know whether it's of God or not if you don't learn from the Word of God now? "And he causes the earth and all who dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed." Verse 13, "And he performs great wonders so that he even causes fire to come down to the earth from heaven in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by the means of the wonders that were given to him to do in the sight of the beast, saying to those who dwell on the earth that they should make an image for the beast which had the wound by the sword yet was alive." Then he's going to perform a tremendous miracle. He's going to have the power to give life to the beast, the image of the beast. And the whole world will be convinced. Now, let's come clear back to the book of Genesis. And we come to the time after the flood. Now, after the flood, God gave mankind a new chance, a new opportunity. But what did men do? They reinvented the religion they had before the flood. Let's read of the one who was the beast back then. And how did all of the Babylonian religions get started? Now, we have online right here, and you can download it without any cost, The Two Babylons by Alexander Hislop. Now, this is a key, an accurate historical book that is so well documented that it is just unbelievable. There is another book called The Golden Bough by Sir George James Frazer, and that also covers the whole thing. Because, you see, the real truth of it is today, when you understand and find out, most of Christianity of this world is already worshiping Satan. And they don't have a clue. Here's where it began. Genesis 10, verse 8. "And Cush begat Nimrod, and he began to be a mighty one in the earth. He was a mighty hunter against the Lord," or it could also read, "in place of the Lord." So he put himself in place of the Lord. And we find from the historical documentation by Alexander Hislop in the book The Two Babylons that he was worshipped as God. So Nimrod was really the first beast. Let's read what he did. "Therefore it was said, like Nimrod, the mighty hunter against the Lord or in place of the Lord." Oh, the mighty man! Yes, because, see, people did not want to worship God. No, they wanted to reconstruct the religion that they had before the flood, which actually began with Cain. And the book of Jude talks about the way of Cain. And as we have seen, what is the way that Satan does? What does he do to cause people to reject the Word of God? He has men and teachers which reject the Word of God and give them another alternative. And so this is what happened with Nimrod. Now notice, verse 10, "And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel," or Babylon. The first, Babylon. And let's come to Genesis 11, just across the page. And we will see what happened, what he got men to do in rejecting God, and what they planned to do. Let's read it here. Chapter 11. And the whole earth was of one language and one speech. And it came to pass, as they were migrating toward the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone, and they had asphalt for mortar. Now the book of Josephus writes that they wanted to make this tower waterproof. I wonder why that is. Well, because God destroyed the first world with a flood, did he not? Because of their sins? Because of how they acted and the way that they did? But after the flood, God promised that he would not destroy the earth with a flood, but they didn't believe God, so they wanted to build a tower that would reach clear up to heaven, as high as they could build it and make it waterproof, so in case God brought another flood upon the earth, they could all run into the tower and survive. They never understood. There's no way you're going to fight against God and be successful. But God kept his word and did not bring a flood. So he did something even better. Let's read on. Verse 4, and they said, "Come, let us build a city and a tower with its top reaching into the heavens, and let us establish a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered upon the face of the whole earth." See, because God told them where they were going to go for their inheritance. They didn't want to do this. This was full-fledged rebellion against God. And the Lord came down to see the city and tower which the children of men had built. And the Lord said, "Behold, the people are one, and they all have one language, and this is only the beginning of what they will do. Now nothing which they have imagined to do will be restrained from them." And isn't that exactly where we are today? With the knowledge increasing and doubling so fast that by time they get something into production, it's already obsolete. And look where it's leading to. All right? So here's what God did. True to his word, he didn't bring a flood. Verse 7, "Come, let us go down and there confound their language so that they cannot understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from that place upon the face of all the earth, and they quit building the city, and they called the name of it Babel, because the Lord confused the language of all the earth there, and from there the Lord scattered them abroad upon the face of the whole earth." Well, Nimrod was the god. His wife Semiramis was the goddess. And the illegitimate son of Semiramis became Tammuz. Now, the names of all the gods in all the religions come from there. And the reason that the names of the gods are different is because God confounded the languages, but it is all the same. Babylon the Great. Now that's how it got started. And it continued right on down. And now today in the end time, it's going to manifest itself in a powerful way. So the question is, with the coming one-world religion and a one-world government and a one-world economy with a one-world currency, what will you do? Will you turn to God to understand? Now let me encourage you, download the book, The Two Babylons by Alexander Hislop. Once again, this is Fred Coulter saying thank you for inviting me into your home. Be sure and visit our other website, cbcg.org. So until next time, so long, everyone.